All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving into something super crucial, building self-confidence and self-esteem. Ever feel like that imposter syndrome is holding you back? You know, that nagging voice whispering doubts in your ear, making you second-guess yourself even when you're crushing it? Well, guess what? We're going to kick that voice to the curb and build a fortress of unshakable confidence. Think about it. Life's like a marathon, right? And you can't exactly sprint through the whole thing with zero breaks. You need stamina, you need resilience, and you need that inner fire to keep pushing forward. That's where self-confidence and self-esteem come in. They're your fuel, your GPS, your personal cheerleader all rolled into one. So, let's break it down. Here are five key takeaways to help you build that rockstar confidence. Number one, recognize your strengths. Seriously, take a minute and list them out. What are you good at? What do people compliment you on? Don't just brush it off. Write those things down, own them, and celebrate them. Remember, everyone has unique talents. Yours are valuable, so don't underestimate them. Number two, ditch the negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, constantly throwing shade and making you doubt yourself. But here's the thing. You get to choose what thoughts you let into your headspace. Start challenging those negative voices with positive affirmations. Instead of, "I can't do this," try, "I'm going to give it my best shot." Number three, step outside your comfort zone. Now, I'm not saying jump out of a plane, unless that's your thing, but taking small risks, trying new things, and facing your fears head on will build your confidence like nothing else. Think about it. Each time you conquer something that scared you, you prove to yourself and the world that you're capable of amazing things. Number four, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always lift you up, celebrate your wins, and have your back even when you're feeling down? Treasure them. They're your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and they remind you of your worth. Conversely, distance yourself from those negative energy vampires who drain your confidence. Choose your tribe wisely, folks. And finally, number five, practice self-care like a boss. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, moving your body, spending time in nature, and doing things that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you radiate confidence from within. Think about a time when you felt truly confident. Maybe you nailed a presentation at work, conquered a challenging obstacle course, or even just had a killer conversation with someone new. What were you thinking? How did your body feel? Likely, you were focused, energized, and ready to take on the world. That's the power of confidence. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah. She's got this amazing idea for a new business, but she's terrified to share it with anyone because she fears being judged or dismissed. She lets those doubts take over and procrastinates, missing out on opportunities to connect with potential investors and mentors. See the problem? The lack of self-confidence is holding her back from achieving her dreams. But here's the twist. Sarah decides to flip the script. She starts practicing affirmations, reminding herself that her ideas are valuable and worth sharing. She takes a public speaking class to overcome her fear of presenting. And guess what? She finally shares her idea with a group of people who are incredibly supportive and enthusiastic about it. By building her self-confidence, Sarah opens up a world of possibilities she never thought were within reach. Remember, folks, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's a skill you develop over time. Just like learning a new language or playing an instrument, it takes practice and commitment. But trust me, the rewards are absolutely worth it. So, go out there, own your awesomeness, and let that confidence shine. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who needs a little boost of self-belief. Leave us a review. We love hearing from you, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.